This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 26, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Eclipse Aviation announced on Wednesday the FAA has granted Flight into Known Icing Certification, or FIKI, for the Eclipse 500. The de-icing system on the 500 includes pneumatic de-ice boots on the wings and horizontal stabilizer leading edges, electrically heated windshield and air data probes, and bleed air heated anti-ice engine inlets. The certification follows 300 flight test hours using 3 test aircraft. Eclipse says aircraft delivered starting late this summer will come equipped for FIKI. 500s prior to serial number 38 will need the larger tip tanks and other performance mods installed. The company changed de-icing boot suppliers starting with serial number 78, so planes earlier than that equipping for FIKI will need to be retrofitted with the newer boots. All the planes will require a rain-repellent coating around the static ports, changes to static bonding and discharge equipment including windscreen coatings, engine bonding straps, and new static wicks, a new autopilot pitch servo, and a new rudder centering spring. Eclipse says the needed mods will be done at no cost to owners, but scheduling them may take time. Eclipse's maintenance facilities already face commitments to retrofit the performance mods to earlier planes, as well as upgrades to the Avio NG avionics system. It appears the British government has its own variation on U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, who's become infamous among general aviation interests for pandering to public fears of small aircraft as possible terror weapons. Lord Carlisle of Beaulieu is the British government's anti-terrorism expert. In a 60-page report on Britain's susceptibility to a terror attack, Carlisle says private planes could be used to target buildings and calls for higher-level checks of aircraft flying from Europe to the UK. Home Secretary Jackie Smith notes Carlisle's observation that, quote, "There is no intelligence to suggest this forms part of terrorist thinking," unquote. She added, however, that the UK's Department for Transport will keep an eye on things and participate in, quote, "discussions in Europe of the possible security regulation of general aviation at the EU level," unquote. Management of Delta Airlines, which is making preparations to take over Northwest pending government antitrust approval, now has a common pay agreement for pilots from both airlines after the merger. Northwest pilots reportedly approved the deal on Tuesday. The Minneapolis-St. Paul Star Tribune notes, however, there's still no agreement on the more complicated issue of how seniority lists will be sorted. ALPA President John Prater, Northwest Pilots Chairman Dave Stevens, and Delta Pilots Chairman Lee Moak have each pledged to resolve the seniority issue before the end of the year. If ALPA can smoothly integrate two workforces coming together in a merger, you'd never guess it based on recent experience with U.S. Airways and America West. Those two pilot groups were also represented by ALPA, and pilots for the old U.S. Airways were so dissatisfied with an arbitrated settlement they felt favored America West pilots that they formed and certified their own new separate union, the U.S. Airline Pilots Association. USAPA began its own new negotiations with U.S. Airways yesterday. Union President Steve Bradford says, quote, "We believe it's time for management to complete the job it started 3 years ago and conclude the merger of U.S. Airways and America West. Although we are hopeful, we will wait and see what management does, not what they say," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The Machinists Union says Hawker Beechcraft had a secret plot to open a Mexican assembly plant. Melbourne, Florida makes its deal with Embraer even sweeter for the company. And make room for yet another LSA. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation. Is it time to reimpose government regulation on the airlines? And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.